Hello to everybody. This is Rabbi Moshe Walter introducing you to a new daily podcast, Be'ezus Hashem, God willing, that I will be offering to learn together Meseches Avos, Pirkei Avos, Ethics of Our Fathers, during the time period that we find ourselves in between Pesach and Shavuos. Historically, Klal Yisrael has learned together Mishnayos and Meseches Avos. More often than not, there have been groups, chaburas, that have learned this together Shabbos afternoon, usually between Mincha Maariv and some other communities prior to Mincha of Shabbos. However, here we have the opportunity together on a daily basis to learn the Mishnayos, hopefully to elucidate, explain the Mishnayos, attempting to try to cover most, if not all, of these Mishnayos between the time period of post-Pesach and Shavuos. And I'd like to share with you the idea behind specifically learning Meseches Avos during these weeks. One of the ways that we view the weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, the 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos, is the way the Ramban and Nachmanides does in Parshas Emor. The Ramban understands that Pesach is one bookend, Shavuos is another bookend, and the days in between are a somewhat of a chol hamoed, kicholo shalmoed, in the language of the Ramban. Pesach is a commemoration and reliving the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos is Kabbalah Satorah, and the days in between are the way the Sefer Achinuch understands, building up, a climbing the ladder to reach Matan Torah, as the Pasuk tells us in Sefer Shmos, we don't just leave Egypt for the sake of freedom in and of itself. It's not pure nationalism, but it's rather nationalism with a message, with a purpose, with a goal. And that goal is ultimately Kabbalah Satorah and becoming servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only Avde Paro, but now we're Avde Hashem. Halalu Avde Hashem, velo Avde Paro. We have the opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately that was the platform that took place in the weeks leading to Kabbalah Satorah, leading to Shavuos. However, there's another way historically that these weeks can be viewed. Let me refer you to Gemara in Meseches Yevamos and Daf Samech Beis, Amud Beis 62b. The Gemara recounts the great Tana Rabbi Akiva. Shneimaser elef zugim talmidim haylo Rabbi Akiva migeves ad atampris. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 groups, pairs of talmidim, meaning 24,000 talmidim, 12,000 pairs. Vikulan meisu beperek yechad, and all of Rabbi Akiva's talmidim died in this one time period. And the Gemara explains, however we understand it, shelo nahagu kavod zel lezeh, they didn't honor one another. V'haya ha'olam shamim, and the entire world was desolate. Rabbi Akiva's students, 24,000, you can imagine, takes up the entire Madison Square Garden. How many talmidim that was, and Rabbi Akiva lost those talmidim. At Shabbat, Rabbi Akiva etzel Rabbi Sena Shabbadarim, until Rabbi Akiva found himself other talmidim bedarim in the south of Israel, v'shandalem and taught them, and these famous disciples, the Gemara recounts, of course, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, v'heim heim ha'emidu Torah, and these were the students ultimately who uplifted and built the Torah nation as we know it, Torah Shebaal Peh, Mishnayos, Gemara, Torah Shebaal Peh. But the Gemara explains the death of these students, when it was, and why it was, and what they died of. Osar Shah, that time period when they passed and when they perished, Kula Mesumi Pesach Varatzeres. They died between the time period of Pesach and Shavuos. Am Rabbi Chama Bar Abba, V'item Rabbi Chia Bar Avin, Kula Mesumi Sarah. They all died a very difficult, painful death. Mahi, what was this death? Am Rabbi Nachman Askara. Rabbi Nachman says it was something called Askara, which some translate as the filia, which is some sort of disease, a very painful disease, something connected to one's throat and nose. And this was the death of 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva ben Pesach La'atzeres. I believe, and I'm sure it's been suggested before, that one of the reasons for studying Meseches Avos Dafka between Pesach and Atzeres is to sort of create an antidote for the death of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's students died because shelo nahagu kavod zeh bezeh. They didn't honor one another. What is Pirkei Avos all about? It's all about kavod lezulas. It's all about honoring somebody else. It's about ethics. It's about honesty. It's about truth. It's about the basic tenets and theology and philosophy of Yiddishkeit, of Torah Judaism. It's everything that makes us the people who we are. Ethics in Torah doesn't change, but rather ethics is nesora l'mishora l'misinai. It comes from Sinaitic tradition as well. And therefore, in an attempt to try to take advantage of this special time period that we find ourselves in, on the one hand, it's a Chol HaMoed in the words of the Ramban, but on the other hand, Chazal understand it to be a very, very simply dangerous and scary time. It's a form of avelos. There's forms of mourning that we celebrate during this time. There's no weddings, of course. There's no shaving. There's no cutting one's beard. And many nihugi avelos that take place during this time period, including not listening to music and all the forms of simcha, speak to the death of Rabbi Kiva's students during this time period. And thus, it's been the minhag Yisrael for dorei doros and generations to study Meseches Avos, Mishnayos Avos, Bein Pesach LaAtzeres, on some level, to serve as an antidote, to serve as a refuah, to serve as a recognition of the death of the Talmidei Rabbi Kiva, to take it to heart and to appreciate it. And of course, the death of Askara, Defilria, which is something that is a painful and dangerous death, is also timely in the respect that we are living through one of these plagues that is unprecedented, something that is shocking, unfathomable, that's really taking us to the core of who we are and what we're about. And of course, Meseches Avos deals with those items. And therefore, I thought it would be fitting to learn together Meseches Avos. So again, on a daily basis, I hope between 5 and 10 minutes to go through the Mishnayos and Meseches Avos, to elucidate, to elaborate, to comment and share some of the Chachmei, Meforshei, HaMishnah over the generations, and to learn together to try to make ourselves better people, better human beings, better to each other, caring individuals, and the clarity in who we are, what we're about, and b'siyata d'shmaya, be'ezus Hashem, it should serve as a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us trying to make ourselves better, to repair ourselves, to repair the world, and we should hear b'suros tovos, yeshuos nechamos, refuah shleima le'ol chole Yisrael, be'ezus Hashem, b'karov mamish.